want to forget. Amen? You know, just for perspective, we do this in our normal lives. You know, when people get married, they stop and have a wedding ceremony. When they get baptized, they stop and have a ceremony. When they graduate, they stop and have a ceremony. You could just run through these events, but there's something about just stopping and remembering and thanking God. And so what we want to do is have a chance to do this. Now, right here we have a piece of paper. And it's eventually the charter we're going to sign is going to go inside this frame. And this piece of paper was made up of a lot of our testimonies from the past few weeks. We got inspired by this, actually by Hope Center Covenant Church. When they had an addition to their church, they were building out. And before they built the walls, they had their I want to say pillars, that's the wrong word. What? Framing up, thank you. Computer guy, sorry. Framing. And what they did is they put verses and blessings on the framing. Now, if you go to that church right now, no one sees it because they've built over that, but they know that underneath it all, that this church was blessed by the people. We're doing the same thing here. Many of you wrote down how God has helped you thus far. And what Peter did is he took all those testimonies, those pieces of paper, mashed them all together, and made a new paper out of it right here. So though we can't see the actual words, symbolically there are stories in this piece of paper that our charter is going to go on. And that's a great thing. Amen. Thank you, Peter, for all that hard work, by the way. Where's Peter? In the back there. One of the things about celebrations is this day is not about us, but it's about God and what he's been doing. I have often talked about that whenever we see something good happen in our lives, it's not that we did it, but somehow we caught God's wave. I'm not much of a surfer, but surfers know that they don't create waves. They're not out there in the ocean saying, boom, here comes a wave. But what they do is they study the ocean patterns and they wait for a wave to come and they get on their board and take that wave. That's been the story of Edgewater. God is creating the wave. All we did is say, God, can we join up? Can we get involved in what you're already doing? This is not an us thing, but it's a God thing. What has the Lord done for us? And we're catching the wave of God. The wave of God was caught about 6 or 7 years ago when I was ministering among college students. I felt like, God, I don't think I'm supposed to be here anymore. I think you're calling me to a new city, a new place to start a church. The wave of God was caught when 13 people, about 6 or 7 families, got together in a small group for several months to dream and to pray for the beginning of this church. That was a God thing. It was the wave of God when we had our first monthly services and we had people coming to check out Edgewater for the first time thinking, what is this strange church that meets in a cafeteria? 3.5 years ago. And then we started meeting weekly. And then we saw that God began to bring people who weren't following him and they became followers of him. We saw marriages restored. We saw spouses coming to church for the first time. We saw kids and adults give their lives to God, adults baptized, kids dedicated. We saw leaders rise up, growth groups start up, and leaders rise up, and a leadership team. When we first started, a number of churches, because of God, decided to come on board. Hope Center Covenant Church, Hillmar Covenant Church, Saratoga Federated Church, Dolores Park Church, Lake Avenue Church. These churches came along and said, we sense that God is doing something and we want to be part of this and we want to give you money and time and prayers so this church can start. It's a God thing that those churches aren't supporting us anymore and we're self-supporting. That's amazing. That is a God thing. And it's just good to stop and remember and give thanks. In a moment, I'm going to ask some representatives of our denomination from the Pacific Southwest Conference to come up and just share with us what Edgewater means to either them personally or means to the denomination. Right before I call them up, I want you guys to do me a favor. Go ahead and pull out those connection cards again. And on the back at the bottom where you can normally write down your prayer request, will you do me a favor? Write down a prayer or blessing you would want God to bless us with as a church in the future. God, please bless us in this way. Would you just write down a hope you have for the future of our church that you want to ask God's blessing on? Take a moment and write this down. And later on in our service, we're going to ask you if you feel comfortable to come up and pray this blessing over our church. We'll talk about that in a moment. But go ahead and write that down. And right now I'd like to invite Laura Chaloux, Anita Iyer, Dan Melgren, and Christine Gilmore to come on up. Let's give them a round of applause. They're from our denomination. We have two mics, one there, but you can pull them and bring them over here. Dan, would you go ahead and grab that mic and pull it over here? Just the mic, Laura, probably, so you don't trip people on the way.
Okay. Thank you.
So all four of these people are from our denomination. Come on to the center so people can see you. And I've asked them to introduce themselves and share a little
I'm
bit. So I know
far.
We just platformed this platform one more time.
I'll go first. I didn't know I think that's the first time I ever was applauded for what I do. My name is Laura Chaloux, and I work at the Pacific Southwest Conference, and my role there is I take care of maintaining our website, maintaining our database of all our 164 churches within our conference, and I help with finance. Would you like me to share why I'm grateful?
Yes.
Well, there's a number of reasons I'm grateful for Edgewater, but I'll narrow it down to one. This church gave my daughter an opportunity to live and work in Christian community, and I am so grateful for that. And my daughter is Christina Chaloux, and my granddaughter is Jada Chaloux.
Good morning. My name is Christine Gilmore, and I also work at the conference offices, and I go to Hope Center. I do a lot of hodgepodge things in the office, but mostly what it boils down to is I help pastors in their licensing process and help keep them up to speed with what's happening and the changes that occur. And I also am assistant to our superintendent and keep him in track of where he's supposed to be, as well as help our executive boards with their meetings. So it's lovely to be here. What I'm thankful for, and I was sharing this with my pastor, Pastor Dean Honnett at Hope Center, was that he just recently came back from his sabbatical. And in that time period, he has allowed several of our younger pastors to step up and preach on a regular basis, giving them the much-needed experience that they have to stand in front of their congregations. And what I'm thankful for is that our church came alongside of John and Becky and your church and allowed you guys the opportunity to spread your wings and become the church that you are today. And seeing that discipleship and leadership brings hope, and that's a good thing.
My name's Anita Iyer. I also work with these people at the Pacific Southwest Conference, which is kind of part of your family, is how I want to describe those other 163 churches. What I get to do is work in communications, a lot of written. We have a website that we're trying to revamp, and also to make sure that the projects that we're working on in the office as a team support some of the rest of the staff that you don't see here today and what they do, as well as every year we have a celebration where the churches get to come together. You guys are having a celebration this Sunday. You know, John's explaining that you don't do this dress-up thing. We bring all the churches together once a year. We don't dress up for that. But we try to come together to encourage one another and equip each other further for ministry. Something I'm excited about. My husband, Brian, who's here, you want to wave your hand, huh? He doesn't like when I do that. He teaches at Marsh Elementary School. And so you can well imagine that at our dinner table, from time to time, I get to hear stories of the good things that are going on at school, but also the needs right here in your community. All communities have needs, but we're just a little bit more aware as a family as to some of the things that are happening here in Antioch. And so I give praise to God for this church who has a heart for the community, and I give praise to God that you are a mosaic of people and that your cultures and ethnicities represent the community in just a beautiful way.
My name is Dan Melgren. I'm the director of finance for the conference and handle the finances and the different funds that go out to the different church plants as they go through their early stages of becoming planted.
We're very glad Dan's a member of our church.
And One of the early things I got to do in my role when we moved out here about 3 years ago was to participate in a ministry review. Each of the church plants, as they go through the early years of their formation, they go through a ministry review with members of the leadership team of the conference. And I got to be in on the first few with John. And so from that point on, I had a kind of special connection to John and Edgewater, and just kind of watching the church as it grew and developed. And now we get to be a part of this church, and so we're very happy about that.
Great. Thanks, you guys. So this is not a closing chapter of our church. This is a moment to mark. We're going to take this and save it, and one day when we have our own building, we'll be hanging this on one of the walls. It's a marker to remember thus far God has brought us. Amen? He's brought us thus far, and that's a good thing. But it's not the end. God has so much more, because we worship a God whose love for us and his desire to give us good gifts is beyond what we can comprehend. So I can't wait to see what's next.